Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
You're staying ahead of the game. I would have been like in that doctor's office, like, somebody give me anal gonorrhea right now.
Welcome back to That's a Gay Ass Podcast, the podcast that asks, whose fault is it that you're gay? It is me, your host, Eric Osharn Williams, and this week it is Maggie Winters on the podcast. You follow her as Saggy Splinters on the interwebs, and she has a history with this podcast. Let me just say, it's the first time you are hearing her, but not her first time coming on. I'll let her explain that in the actual episode itself. But I want to update you with very good news, which is my therapist is back from vacation. I don't know what gives these people the right to have the gall to take a week from themselves, let alone two. I'm mostly kidding, but what the hell are we supposed to do when our therapists take care of themselves? Am I supposed to just, like, think for myself? Absolutely not on the docket. That's not on my to-do list. Be self-sufficient. But I had my first session with her back after 2 weeks. And yeah, my girl Claudia. Yes, her name is Claudia. Can you believe? Have you heard of a better name for a therapist or anyone? Claudia. Other fun stuff is that this weekend, Matt and I are going to Montana for a little getaway. I like to visualize our weekend as just surrounded by burly men in like a plaid vest, their bristly beards brushing up against my, I want to think of another BR word, my brussy. But I'm sure it's just going to be people calling us faggot. I'm kidding. I hear it's actually gorgeous. And I, oh my God, what if we found a gay bar? What if we found a gay bar in Montana? This is going to be a hunt for the gay Montana. I can't wait to find Montana's only gay bar, if it even exists, and live stream the absolute gorgeous experience. Let's get into Maggie Winters' episode of That's a Gay Ass Podcast. You can follow her on the interwebs at Saggy Splinters, and make sure you stick around for her amazing story about her successes. She just opened as a stand-up comedian for a very big queer comedy actor, and I'm so excited for her and so glad that she is on this week. Follow us at Gay Ass Podcast. Follow me at Eric Wills, and stay cool. I love you so much. Maggie Winters. I'm in the most insane mood of my life because I did email you this, but I just got back from receiving the monkeypox vaccine. And then what if I started acting like a monkey? Is that too bitsy? But I'm giving permission for this to be the episode from hell in like the best way of like yes. Fun hell. Maggie, on this Wednesday, how are you doing?
Moving is maybe one of the worst things you could do in your life.
You know what they say, the most like, what is it? The worst things you can go through. It's like the most like difficult things are like
marriage. The worst thing you could do is
get married. First of all. Second of all is be gay. No, it's the most like traumatic things to go through is like what, divorce, moving, and losing someone like a death.
Yes.
And you're doing one of them.
I'm doing one of them. Luckily, I only live in a studio, and I'm a pretty, like, I like to throw everything away. Like, I kind of wish I had nothing, but that's not realistic. You need a pan. You need a fork. So
at least a fork. Are you moving, like, on the 1st, or are you moving, like, imminently, like, in days?
Friday. So.
Oh, you're 2 days out.
I'm 2 days out. And my apartment is only, my new one is only half a mile. So it's, like, we're in a good position. And I'm getting movers.
Of course. I feel like after age, what's the bottom age for you to move by yourself? It's 20 something.
Yeah, definitely 20s. Like, I feel like 26, 27. And then after that, it's like.
The jig is up.
You need to pay up.
The jig is up. You need to pay up and get those boxes up.
Yeah.
The stairs. Are you so thrilled to be moving to a one bed?
So thrilled. And I one bed with a little office too. So I feel like I'm like What's so funny is most of my friends have bought full houses, and I'm like, I have a one bedroom now. Yes.
You see this? I have space to walk around my bed. They're like, we actually have a yard.
Yeah.
You're like, fun.
But like, I have three guest rooms. I'm like, oh, cool, cool, cool.
Cool. But still, we take what we can, and we yes. celebrate the victories. And this is a victoire. This is a Victor Victoire, Rhea.
Yes. Yes.
I actually am genuinely curious about, because I need to tell you what happened with the monkeypox vaccine. What yes. is happening in Chicago, and what is happening within, like, outside of gay men? Like, what are you, what have you heard? What are you hearing? And what can I hear from you?
You know what? I'm getting most of my tea from Twitter.
Twitter
and it
tea.
Is like a lot of like my gay male friends being like, get the vaccine for monkeypox, but like, nobody, but then I saw one girl on TikTok that was like, what's up? I'm a straight woman. I got monkeypox. Don't think you're.
I saw that. And it wasn't that the girl that was like, she kept getting tested and they were like, it's just
rashes. Yeah, yes. yeah. So I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm waiting for someone to direct me or something.
Well, the devastating thing is like, is it going to be the case where it's all gay men right now and then like the rest of the population will follow? Or is it going to stay within us? I'm asking you like you're a doctor, but can you tell me?
Let me put on my lab coat.
Well, I was telling my mom about it on the phone while I was waiting in line this morning. Long story short, I got there at like a little after 10 in the morning and I was like, okay, I have a 1 o'clock work thing. I should be fine, right? That's like, I got there 10:15. Let's say I wait 2 hours, which sucks. But like, okay, get it, go home. And I was jabbed at 1:30 p.m. So over 3 hours, I got home at 2. I was like on a Zoom. I was like calling in the Zoom call literally while like there were gay men chatting around me. At some point in the call, someone was like, I can hear all the men around you. And I was like, she's like, are you sure you're just not at brunch? And I was like, my people are getting monkeypox, you sick bitch. Yeah. I'm kidding. She's an ally and I love her. However, I like literally called out for a second, got stabbed in my arm, called back in during my 15-minute waiting period. And and just like got home. It didn't though. It was 2 seconds long. And like, I'm so grateful to the people working there because like they don't know what's going on either, which did lead to some frustration. They told a whole group of people in line who I'm not kidding, had been waiting for over 2 hours. They said, by the way, sorry, everyone. It's only for certain groups of people. So if you don't have a doctor's note or your lab results from your anal gonorrhea, then you cannot get this vaccine. And I was like, you're joking me. And so I went up to them. I was like, hey, one of these things says, like, if you'd, like, been to, like, a sex party or, like, a big gathering, you can say that. And I was like, I went to a sex club, which, like, I didn't, but I did go to a gay bar that I'm sure people fucked at some point. So, like, I call that a sex party.
Yes.
And so I'm like, I was at a sex party, and I don't have, like, a doctor's note to prove it. Can I get my vaccine?
Yes.
And he was like, he almost said it to me, like, a secret, like, yeah, that should be fine. And it just, like, it felt like I was, I don't know what the reference is. It just felt like a bit of a COVID March 2020 place. And just like that, I think I'm in an insane mood because it like, it took me back a little bit to like the world on fire and we're not sure what's going on. And like, ultimately I got it. I'm sitting here in front of you today. And I just hope I don't get.
Your hair is growing really fast.
Oh my God.
Can you believe it?
Can you do your best monkey impression?
Was that good?
Yeah, you whistle tone so loud.
I like really thought about that for a second. I was like, I really have to get into this. What if I whipped out a full banana? That would be cool of me.
And then you ate the whole thing in one bite.
Damn. But I'm proud of you. Good for you. You're staying ahead of the game. I would have been like in that doctor's office, like, somebody give me anal gonorrhea right now. I don't know how somebody.
There was a guy behind me, and I really cannot believe I'm telling you this because it was mortifying, but he was like, because he and his partner were like, we have our results because we had gonorrhea a couple months ago. And I was like, yes, you better work, sis. But then I was like, shit, like, I don't know what, I don't know how to get this. And he was like, as a joke, he was like, you could go ask one of your friends to give it to you right now, like, give me gonorrhea. And then I said to him, I was like, well, do you have 10 minutes?
That was.
But then I turned around because he like only half laughed and I was like, I just asked this man to give me his gonorrhea. And then like the joke was at his expense. And again, no sex shaming. Like, I'm.
No, he offered up the info.
Yeah, exactly. But I was just like, oh, I guess I have known him for all of 10 seconds. And I'm like, do you want to, A, ask him to have sex with me, B, ask him to give me his STI, and C, It's
he's like, I said a friend. I don't know you.
I don't know you. And then he called me the F-slur. Yeah. And then we start having a full by the way, I also saw a photographer taking our photo while we're standing in line of like, and like one of those cameras that like, zoo, like, you know, it's like a NASA camera.
You're going to be in the New York Times. I'm so sorry.
And it's going to be me like
cover of monkeypox.
I'm the face of monkeypox. And then the headline's like, men with gonorrhea get vaccine first. And it's the cover of the New York Times. And they somehow have zoomed in on my face, making like the saddest. And my mask is out under my chin. Oh my god.
Oh, I'd pay to see it. I would.
Getty, if I can get a Getty image, I don't care if I'm the face of gonorrhea or not. Listen, I have so much to discuss with you. The first question is, do we tell the listener anything about our history?
Yes, I think we have to be open and honest.
How do we, what's our publicity angle? How do we angle it?
The angle it is just, we blame the tech world, the bad tech.
So we're going to blame the tech world. Maggie and I recorded an episode. I actually could not even tell you when it was. Was it November?
Yeah, it had to be in the fall. Sure.
So it was like literally right as I'd moved to LA. And if you've listened to the podcast for a long time, you knew that I took a long break from the podcast. And it was partly because of like a full on crisis. And all I will say is Maggie caught me like day four of the crisis. And not only was I like, so like, I'm actually, it's a miracle that the tech didn't work out. We couldn't even use the recording because it brought us back together in July of now. And now I can actually be fully present and enjoy the brilliance of Saggy Spencer's Maggie Winters. And you've heard me say this, but I am so grateful to be following you, to know you, and for you to be on That's a Gay Ass
Podcast.
Yeah, say it with me, girly.
The blame wasn't on you either, because I was on a shitty ass laptop that the sound wasn't even working. I was watching my brother's dog, who was like, get the fuck off the computer. Am I allowed to swear?
What if I bleep out every time you swear, but I don't bleep out any of mine?
Well, sometimes women
what? Actually, I just silence every woman that comes on. What can you tell me, like, anything? What has been the biggest tea since we recorded in November? Is there anything of note that even personally, professionally, like, I know your moving is huge, but like, what how are you different now in July than you were last fall?
You know what? I started really doing stand up, I would say, last fall. Like, I started really going for it. And now I feel like I have got, like, this weekend I got to open for Hannah M. Binder.
How did it go?
It was, first of all, she's one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Just Hannah Einbinder. Oh my god, I'm so happy for you. And like, Hacks is one of my favorite shows of recent years. And I have to say that when Pat Regan was on the podcast, I wish I had asked him more about it, because when I would, like, of course, watch an episode, be like, this is my favorite episode. And of course, he wrote it. So you're saying Hannah was a pledge to work with?
Oh, an absolute pledge. Just like, we got to gossip and just like hang out. And yeah, she's so cool. And the theater, it's the Den Theater in Chicago, is just like beautiful. And I just felt like hashtag blessed to be there.
That so is a blessing.
Yes. Career wise, like, I'm doing a little more.
What is your secret for people who stand up or otherwise that like want to, because I don't know if you were like feeling like trepidation about going into this form, like what was the key for you to actually break out of your like demons in your head and then just like all of a sudden get to opening for Hannah Einbinder? Like what happened from A to C?
So one of the biggest things, unfortunately, was the pandemic happening. I kind of had this moment where I was like, oh, anything can happen, who fucking cares, let's try. And then I had to just be like, you just do it. I don't want to, this is going to sound kind of shitty, but there's like, I would watch so many people who I would be like, I could be just as good as them. You know what I mean? Like, I would be like, I could do this too. Mm-hmm. And even if I'm not like amazing, I could just like do it and like see where it takes me. Like, why not try? And then I like liked it enough. And then I just feel like it's just like it's so cheesy, but just it's Nike, just do it. Like, if you're not doing it, then
you're not doing it.
How are you gonna do it? And write that quote down.
Write that quote down, the Maggie Winters. I think that it's essentially, if you are allowing yourself to Nike and just do it, and then also allowing yourself to just do it in the way that you do it, that might not be the best of the best of the best, you're at least doing it, and the doing it is the success. I literally had to repeat to myself today, the doing it is a success. Because it's about the big picture, and I get so zoomed in, and I want to look at big picture more. And like, looking from the outside for you, of course I'm just like, okay, she opened up her Hannah Einbinder, she is doing all this amazing things, and it's like, okay, I can zoom out looking at you, but like when you're in it, it's so hard.
The day to day, you're like, I don't want to do this weird 10 p.m. show that I don't feel ready. It's like, do it. And then I'm always like, oh, that was fun, I did it. And now I have this new joke that I think people are really going to like. And then I like put my stuff together. And sometimes it's actually fun sometimes when you absolutely bomb. And then you like talk to your other friends because they've also bombed. And you just have these, you all talk together. You're like, haha, remember when we all bombed? Like it's its own funny thing. Obviously, you don't want to bomb when you're like, you know, if
opening
I bombed
for Hannah Einbinder.
For Hannah Einbinder, I would have been like, don't do that. But like. Just like having those moments, it's like it really is, and like I think having people to talk to about it, like the community is so important.
It is so important. Well, what is also important is the acknowledgement of Hannah Einbinder's lesbianisme, and then from there we need to acknowledge. Wait, she's bisexual or lesbian?
No, she's bisexual. Queen. Yeah.
Take two. We have to acknowledge Hannah Einbinder's take three. We have to acknowledge Hannah Einbinder's. Bisexualité, which leads us to the famous podcast question. Maggie Winters, who is also a bisexual queen, whose fault is it that you're bi? Who do we blame, babe?
We blame, her name's Dani, and she was from Tila Tequila Shot at Love. Huge. She was a beautiful, what they used to call Justin Bieber lesbian. And I remember thinking to myself, well, she looks like a boy, so it still means I just like boys.
Wow, the things we do to tell ourselves that we fit into the mainstream. The question is begging to be asked, though. Do you find yourself attracted to Justin Bieber?
You know what? Is in my eyes, he feels so much younger than me. I don't think he is. I think he's, what is he, like 27?
I don't know. Hey, Google. I'm kidding. I wish I had a Hey, Google in here.
In my mind, he's always like a teen, even though he's a full married adult now. But in my head, I'm always like,
all you can picture is baby, baby, baby.
Yes, a tiny guy.
Wait, didn't you see that he had like some kind
he's
of
got
like,
the droop? Yeah.
Yeah, like some palsy stitch. He's 28 years old.
Oh, that's crazy.
But then you find out he's born in 1994, and that hurts. That hurts me. I don't know. I don't like that. Hailey Bieber is 25 years old.
Okay.
There's a whole list of celebrities right now. I'm gonna quiz you on how old you think they are. How old is Selena Gomez?
Okay, she's got to be like 31.
29. Good job. How old is Nicki Minaj?
Oh, 35.
39.
Okay.
How old is Ariana Grande?
30.
29. Wow. How old is Billie Eilish?
Oh, it's 12. No, she's like 20, right?
20 on the dot. And Maggie Winters, congratulations for winning. How old is this celebrity? I think your answer of the Tila Tequila throwback is so important, I will say. What did you feel about Tila herself?
At the time, I thought she was so fun. I wasn't like attracted really to Tila, but she's horrible now.
I know. Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah.
Ugh, so, all the good ones are. I'm kidding. Not all the good ones are Nazis, but like,
get them.
I mean, listen, really? Tila Tequila, Harry Styles. I mean, sorry, Harry. Harry.
I was like Harry Styles. I just had a, because I love him, I just had a full panic. I said,
I'm trying to do a throwback joke to Lisa Rinna and Harry
Hamlin.
Hamlin, because didn't they have a costume one year that was like, didn't Harry Hamlin have a costume that was like a Nazi thing?
I don't know about Harry Hamlin, but I know that Harry the
cable
British
guy.
Royalty.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Prince Harry.
Prince Harry was a Nazi 1 year for Halloween. Go off, King. What the king. Absolute hell.
Can you believe we lived in a world where people thought it was funny to dress as a Nazi for Halloween? I mean, what do you think is the cancelable costume that people wear this year that in 30 years will not be okay? That's a really hard question, but like, I know there's gonna be something.
There's gotta be something.
Like, if you know what it is, like, it's gonna be like people that do those dinosaur costumes where it's like above their head and they're like huge and they're like, how dare you? Dinosaurs were extinct.
Dinosaur, something that's like, yeah, no, that would just be funny, but there's gotta be some sort of thing that we're just, people still do like stuff that they know is wrong.
Right.
Now. There's probably someone I will see on that will be a full Nazi this year. I was like, excuse me?
That's true. What if I dressed up this year as Kevin Spacey?
I would call the hospital. And I'd say, you gotta check my boy in. <He's>
wrong. You gotta check my boy in.
You gotta check him in.
Yeah, I won't do Kevin Spacey. That's not even a fun costume. He's not even hot. That's not the biggest reason why I wouldn't do it.
Remember his little videos where he'd be like near the fire or whatever?
Oh yeah, God.
After right after your cancer, he tried to like make videos. I guess just try something.
Yeah, a creative way to get out of cancellation. I did see on Twitter today, I'm going to ask you, since I love your celebrity takes, and you're also correcting me for calling Harry Styles a Nazi. I read something on the internet today that I want to tell me if this is true or false. The tweet I read was, Keke Palmer is probably the most likable celebrity on the planet. Maggie, true or false?
True. I think Keke Palmer can do no wrong. I feel like she, even like, remember when she didn't know Dick Cheney?
Of course. I'm sorry to this man.
And that was just the most iconic moment. And like, we knew her when she was young too. And then she grew up and like, she, I think, you know, a lot of child stars like grow up and have a lot of issues. Not their fault, usually the world's fault. Oh, yeah. She kind of like is strong as hell and like,
Kate,
I forgive
the question, but why do we know her from being young? What did she do?
Pretty sure she was on Disney Channel.
Oh, yeah.
I want to Google it.
She does transcend the curse of child stardom, which is not only remain relevant, but stay so much in the zeitgeist that we don't get sick of her.
Yes. And
that is so hard to do.
True Jackson VP. I was going to say the president show, so I was close. True Jackson VP, where she was like, the vice president or something.
Good for her. And now she's
Then, Keeley and the Bee, which is a spelling bee movie.
I forgot she did that. And that was like a serious, wasn't it like a serious role?
Yeah.
And she now is in the new Jordan Peele movie, Nope.
Yeah.
Is that out yet? Have we seen it?
I haven't seen it. I think it just either is coming out like in the next couple days.
Yeah, I can't. I'm very excited.
I actually have to go see it. Bye. I hate you.
Bye. And then I'm like, good. The woman's out.
Now I can just talk to the mic.
Got it. And then for the next half hour, I'm like, fucking women. And then I go off on women. I famously do not do horror films. I don't. It's like to be like, I'm stressed enough in my day to day, but like to pay to be like that, it's not for me. However, a like psychological thriller, I like Mind Games. I like you know that whole thing. And I feel like Jordan Peele transcends the genre in terms like it's just they're so good, and not to say like a lot of the horror films are bad, it's just like I can't help but want to watch it just because they're that good.
I agree. I am on the same page where like I don't like bloody gory, but I like a twist and a turn. Yeah. Well, like I remember the first time I saw The Others, I loved that movie because I was like,
can I tell you I've never seen it?
Oh, I was almost ruined it, sorry.
I mean, I kind of heard it, so I'm not going to see it, but...
Okay, well, it came out
in 98.
So sorry, but
Were you a Sixth Sense stan?
That was another one I couldn't handle, because it was... There was, like... Did you ever watch that?
I did.
The scene where... I'm going to call her Marissa, but what's her...
Toni Collette?
No, the young, the little girl's, her mom's poisoning her and she's puking.
Oh my God, yeah.
And she sets up the camera and the mom, they show the mom putting the poison in the soup. I was like,
Oh my God.
I was like her age and I was like, her mom's killing her? And I was like, what's my mom up to?
You cut to her stirring a food in the kitchen.
How's the movie? I'm like,
I mean, it was one of the first horror films I actually watched, and it really did traumatize me as a kid. Like, do you remember the scene in the, there's a guy in the, like a dead guy in the shower, he's like crying, and he's like very skinny in his underwear or something.
Isn't that the opening scene?
I think that must be. It's like, that was very scary to me. I feel like I inherently knew that he was gay, which, like, was he? I just saw for a man. I was like, he's gay and so am I. I'm like six. But just like,
it's canon that he's gay. We don't know what it is now.
Queer icons out 100 and he's like number four. But just like the screen grab of him in the shower. I also think it maybe started my daddy attraction, because Bruce Willis to me has always been daddy.
Oh yeah, he is daddy.
Yeah.
Is he? What's his deal? What's he doing?
Isn't he also like not like he has some he has a disease and he's like not performing? Is that him or is that another bald?
Oh shit! Probably.
Yeah, I think he's not well.
Yeah, shout out Bruce. Unless you are problematic, I have to look it up. I'm sorry.
I think he's okay.
Okay. I think we would know.
Well, actually, that begs the question of like growing up. And yes. Especially now, like, we are embracing bi-dom. Maggie, what would you say was your earliest memory of a girl crush? Was it the Tila Tequila? What are big crushes that you can remember from growing up that you didn't maybe clock at the time?
Yeah, because I didn't come out until I was 31. So, and I'm 32. Because of the whole thing, like, I was like, well, I kind of like was fully biphobic, where I was like, well, I like men, so I'll like stick to that. Mm-hmm. Like I can default to that. And then I was like, I feel like as I got older, like being very young, like I don't even remember, like my crushes were like far and few.
What's few and far or far and few. Listen.
Well, either way, like because I was plus size, was like, oh, I'm not allowed to have crushes, boy or girl, or, you know, at the time, there wasn't really non-binary people, but like, but there was, they just, it wasn't out and open. But now I feel like, and then it was like, as I got older, like I found myself just like attracted to all different types of people. And then it's also the question of like, is bi pan, is pan bi? What, yeah, I kind of think they're the same thing. Mm-hmm. Some people will argue with me on that, but whatever. I go with the B because people can understand it more. Yeah. I'm not even answering your question. I'm not even there yet. But I feel like, who are my crushes? Like, I've tried to think about, like, I think it was very, like, girls that looked like boys. But now as I'm getting older, I feel like I'm definitely don't stick to that type. Like, I remember watching WandaVision and, like, I've been obsessed with Elizabeth Olsen, like, very femme. Like,
yes.
Just changing a lot, like.
But I find what's interesting about Elizabeth Olsen, and maybe this kind of like lends itself to your crush, is that she is quite femme, but she has such a power to her that maybe you're attracted to like a strength that yes. You maybe originally associated with like men, just because of what you were told was like the normal thing to do. But like, she is like so fucking powerful. And can you give me obnoxious permission right now?
Yes.
I kind of know her.
Shut up. What?
Okay, let me tell you my connection. I went to college with her, and she was in my acting program and was a year above me. And she was always Lizzie Olsen, the sister of Mary Kate and Ashley. However, I'm going to be so frank and tell you that at first I was like, okay, she's the sister of famous people. Like, what do I expect with this person? I have no idea. And of course, I probably was like, is she even good? Cut to, I saw her perform in something. There was like an in-studio thing where like they were showing off a scene from a class, and Elizabeth Olsen did, I forget what it was from. She was incredible. And then she did a play with a director that I worked with the next year. And then I think she came and saw the play or whatever it was. And I remember like I would see her and say hi to her. And like I ran into her like a couple years after college. And like, of course, she was like starting to be on. She had just some Marlene, like some like.
The cult movie.
Yeah.
And my jaw is on the floor right now. I can't believe. She's so good. Like, what is she like?
I mean, from what I remember, because like the truth, of course, I haven't spoken to her in like literally 8 years. But
me, you're her best friend. So.
Actually, what if I just, I should, see, that's, I need to be a monstrous Hollywood person that just spins everything to be completely, like, and so anyways, Lizzie is so sweet, Maggie. Oh my God, you know, the last time, I saw her. It was so funny. I saw her on the street, and which like could have been true. I think the last time I saw her was like, I think in like the audience of some play or something. But yes. Again, like eight, 9 years ago. And she really was, though, very nice and obviously incredibly talented. But like, I didn't think she was going to become a superhero. I think she is an incredible superhero performer person. But like, yes. We don't like meet someone expecting them to become. Would we call her A-list? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I feel like all the Marvel people, right, are kind of.
Yeah.
An Avenger, you know?
She's an Avenger. What do you say? Okay, so you book some sort of deal, huge thing, and you make Marvel money. Maggie Winters, what is one of like your biggest purchases that you, and you don't have to worry about the money of it, but like it's one of the first things you're going to do. What is it? What are you going to buy?
Okay, so I'm going to buy a lake house for me and my family.
Oh, I love that.
Because right now, so when my mom retired, they bought the one bedroom cabin in Michigan. It's basically like the size of a trailer, but it's a cabin. Mm-hmm. And I have a family, we're five, and then both my brothers got married, so I'm seven, and now there's going to be three kids. We don't fit in it. There's no fitting in it.
No.
So it's like, who gets to go up, who gets to stay, like, and we just always talk about, and I'm like, if I ever have money, like, I'm getting us a house on the lake. First of all, we're not on the lake, even close to the lake. We have to go 2 miles, park a car. We're getting our own beach.
Yes.
And this is just in Michigan. Like, I'm not even talking into her crazy. Like, that's where Chicago go. That's where the Chicago Hamptons is, Michigan, FYI.
I have heard that. And I think Michigan apparently, not apparently, someone was saying it's like one of the most beautiful states in the country that is like very underrated. Very.
Yes.
And I went to camp in Michigan. It is the moment. You know who is that girl? Michigan,
my girl. I'm going to get a huge, big house right on the beach. I'm going to have my own absolute quarter because sometimes your family is a lot.
You need a wing, babe.
I need a wing. A wing. I'm getting my own wing. And everyone will come up, and then there'll also be a pool there. You're welcome to come up anytime.
Thank you.
You have to let me know because if there's a lot of other people.
There's a lot. No, I get that. I get that. Okay. I can't wait for the Michigan Lake House. Now,
what are you going to buy?
What am I? I'm going to definitely, it has to be property, right? I feel like when you get that money, it has to be property. I think I hope I own a house before I become nastily wealthy, but, regardless, I will be getting a really, really lovely home in Los Angeles. I will definitely be getting my pied-a-terre in New York. And then I was actually going to ask you this next question, but I'll answer for myself first. So like what I want to do, like personally, like on my personal body, I would get besides the chef, like I feel like that, like some people really enjoy the cooking, but I feel like I just like, if I could just ask someone to make me a gorgeous something, like that to me is true
wealth. We're getting the chef.
And in addition to that, I would find a chiropractor I love and go to them every 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
And they would crack the fucking shit out of me top to tail bites. Top to tail bites.
He got a lot of money and then he was absolutely cracked in half.
And then I die after the first treatment. He lived as he died, getting his back blown out.
I would get the chef. I would get a personal trainer, but I would be like, you need to cool it. I'm not flipping a tire.
You're gonna pay a person. Okay, I pay your bills here, and you need to cool it. I am not lifting that.
Personal trainers, I'm sorry. They go because obviously I've had. They'll be like, flip this tire. I'm like, what about just walking on the treadmill?
You're like, honey, it's called boundaries.
Honey,
honey, listen, come here, honey. I gotta tell you something, honey. I'm not gonna lift that tire.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm gonna do a slow walk on the tread. I can't. Personal trainers should be canceled for making us do work.
Like, just let's keep it cool. Why does it have to be insane immediately?
Don't be all uncool, personal trainers. Yeah. I don't want to sweat today.
Oh, we're just moving our body a little bit. And also definitely a masseuse.
Yes.
I'm going, you know. And then, like, I'm doing full Real Housewives glam squad. They're coming with me on vacation style.
Okay. Do you watch Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want your glam style to be more Erica Jane or Dorit? I don't know what that question really is asking, but I just want you to choose one.
Yeah.
Do you want, I don't know what your accent is, I'm international Dorit, or do you want to have, like, gay, a little trashy, but, like, gorgeous Erica Jane?
I think I want to be gay, a little trashy Erica Jane.
It's expensive to be me.
Did you watch the recent episode where Sutton's like, I can't sing this?
Sutton is what we, is not what we asked for, but she's what we need.
What we need, absolutely.
Diana is... not what we need.
Heard a lot of stuff about her.
What you mean?
I heard that her little book of women,
sure,
is for international men to look at for sex.
For trafficking?
But it's honest. Is it trafficking if the women are consent?
No, Bipes. I guess that's just that's but also sex so the women are sex workers who are being selected in an international catalog. It's Victoria's Secret a la 1999, but except for brassieres, it's poussiers.
Poussiers. And what's her name? Lisa Rinna's in the book.
You're joking.
No.
There's no way that someone... Wait, do you think Lisa Rinna... Has Lisa Rinna done sex work, you think?
I don't think she... Like, to me, she doesn't have dinner, but then this would, you know, then the whole thing would be thrown out. Unless they were like, you can have any girl except for Lisa Rinna.
This one's off the table.
This one's a no-no.
But
I don't
know.
Not
because she doesn't want to. It's because her husband's a Nazi.
Yeah. That's what I heard about Diana, that she was like, makes all her money because she's like, getting hot. She's doing sex work, but for people that have a lot of money.
I do think these rumors... there has to be a seed of truth to some part of that, but that feels to me like a tiny seed. I feel like a tiny seed of that.
A tiny seed.
She must be, she's got to be a monster in so many ways. I don't know what exactly makes her a monster, but we just know that she is one. I think she's a one season wonder. That's my personal take.
I agree.
Before we go to the next podcast question, I want to ask you a very controversial question about when you said you wanted to get a massage with your wealth. I want you to take out the social rules out of the window. Uh-huh. And I want you to think about this. If you had a masseuse, whatever gender like really feels good to you in this moment, that would consensually massage you and then it would get really horny.
Happy ending me.
Would that be something that you would envision in a way that is enjoyable? Or are you like, it's a no for me, babe?
I wish I was that person so badly. Like, that could be like, yeah, I'm down. But I feel like I am kind of prude and also kind of like a stranger. You see me having a full panic attack.
And I'm just watching you unfurl.
Also, like, I just think a massage, like, just on its own, I don't need it to be sexual. And maybe that says a lot about me that I'm
no, I think like, it's actually, I think, a gay man asking a bi woman a question that clearly is geared towards me, just wanting to answer, be like, well, I want to do it. I'm like, well, I'm explaining my fantasy and I'm like, would you want to do it? And you're like, actually, no. And I'm like, well, I do actually. You're like, okay, well then why don't you just tell me that? I have a massage fantasy. Sue me.
I think it's hot. And I think like, if it was like my partner, I think I'd be like,
yeah,
but I think, I don't know, just me, like, obviously your girl ain't have a lot of one night stands over here because I'm like strangers in my house.
In my new one bedroom.
You're going to be a stranger in my house? Nice try. We're going to sit down for a meal for two to 3 days.
We're going
to and I did that before, as I said, 2 to 3. So I am for doing two good. To
3 days, babe. Why did a lot of gay men get the chip in their brain that was like, stranger? Like, what? Who did that? Who hurt us?
No, I feel like a lot of people...
Yeah, I think, and I also, you're right, it's strangers. I'm really, you know.
I mean, come on, straight men even? Straight men are low.
Oh, that's true. What the fuck am I saying? It's just, you know what it is? It's just men are pigs is what we're, it's the thesis statement.
Boys are back in town. Okay.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. God, what a good song. I haven't thought about that one in ages.
I do that at karaoke a lot, and the boys love it. The boys are like, this is, and I don't, the ones I don't know.
This is it.
My impression of men. This is it.
I you sold it. Can I ask? My next podcast question is Maggie Winters. If the world was ending and you could only save one character actress, who would you save?
It's got to be Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara. Kevin. Some people are so good at screaming like Catherine O'Hara, and I can't do like. An earth-shattering Kevin scream. I wish I could. There's a video on TikTok. Did you see it? Of a girl who's like 19, probably. Hey, we're gonna scream to get our something out. And she goes, and she does like a really great high-pitched scream. And then her coworker, who's like 58, she's like, oh, I can't scream like that, but I'm gonna try it. And then she backs up, and then she goes like, Hold on. She just like tries to get a scream out of her, and it really can't. It can't escape her frail body, and that's how I am trying to do a Catherine O'Hara Kevin.
I think me too. I think neither of us are the 19-year-old, and we're both the older woman.
We're both the 58-year-old.
No, I can't even get there.
Right. I'm gonna try without blowing my voice. Okay, let me warm up. Meow, 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 meow. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Should I do it? Should I do falsetto? Should I do my chest voice?
Chest voice.
Okay, that's scary. Okay. Kevin. Okay, here we go. I'm marking it. No, I have to do falsetto because that's how she does it. Okay. Okay. You know, my husband just got home from the airport and he's like, listen.
He's gonna burst in.
And I hear my dog freak out. Here we go.
Kevin!
Did you hear that?
That
my dog
good.
my dog barked. He's in the other room going burp, burp. And then oh he goes Reverend Reggie. Yeah, I just Catherine O'Hara, I love her Kevin. What okay, I was gonna say Winter's Maybe choice
for Guffman.
Well, yeah, instead of Sophie's choice, Winter's choice. What is better, Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, or Home Alone?
And for me, it's got to be Best in Show.
Oh, over Waiting for Guffman.
Yeah.
Do you see how I invalidated your answer?
You really went, wrong choice immediately.
Why did you choose the wrong one?
I love Waiting for Guffman, but what if I was like Home Alone? Be like, okay, Christmas free.
You're like, I love the bird lady. I'm like, okay, go off. You love Best in Show.
I love Best in Show. I do love Waiting
for Guffman. You know what it is? I truly love Best in Show. I think Waiting for Guffman was the first that I had seen in the series. And it I watched it with a bunch of theater people in my literal theater classroom at my high school. And it was one of the first times that I felt seen by, I remember the friend, her name was Lauren, who showed it to me. And I was like, you are my people. This movie is my people. And it meant, and I think Best in Show, I was like, confirmed, these are my people, and I love it. But I couldn't replace that Waiting for Guffman feeling, if that makes sense.
And that's it makes perfect sense because I saw Best in Show first.
Okay, see, this all makes sense.
And later, and I was like, and then I waited too long. Waiting for Maggie to watch Waiting for Guffman.
Hello.
And then I was being this is why did I wait? It was just, it's so good. And then I watched it four more times.
Why do you think Christopher Guest is it something? I mean, I would love to know the behind the scenes. He is married to Activia Yogurt.
Jamie
Lee Curtis.
Janie Lee Curtis.
Janie Lee Curtis. Isn't he married to Jamie Lee Curtis?
I trusted you immediately. I'm Googling it. He is married to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, so. I think it's either that the industry, something happened where he had decided that sort of format of film was it reached its peak, or is it because Jamie Lee Curtis works so much and he's just gotta water the plants?
probably is old. Yeah, that's some. He's got to water the plants. He just got. He's 74. You know, he's tired.
Oh, he's 74.
Says Googoo.
Says Googs. I always envision him as quirky St. Clair.
Yes. Not anymore. Well, I still, but 74. Wow. And I guess too, it's like people do get tired and they just want to chill. So good for them.
Did you watch Schitt's Creek?
Yes.
Are you mad at me that I did not, that I only watched a bit of the first season?
No, I'm not mad at you at all. It is a good show. Kind of the same thing over and over.
Okay. I hear every season gets better and better.
It's better, but it is like, I mean, it's like, I laughed a lot and like, but it's like David and like Moira, I could watch her just do the same. That's Catherine O'Hara, do the same thing over and over. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I love the show, but I get like, I don't know. I'm not like that. That wouldn't be my show to die on a hill.
You're not going to die on a hill, a Schitt's Creek hill. I actually, since this is a name droppy episode, I got to go to an event that Catherine O'Hara was at and I saw her and she was like very, no makeup, like very long. She looked kind of like a little hippie-ish, honestly. And it was so, it was like very cool to see. The more I live on this earth, and especially now, like being in LA where you're just like constantly surrounded by the crazy, just like people yes. trying to make it in the industry, I get so interested by the people who have made it to the A-list level of what their day-to-day looks like. And the reason why I bring this up is a new friend of mine, she works with Maya Rudolph at her production company. And I was just talking to her about Loot getting a second season. And she said that when Apple told them about the renewal, they kept wanting to make sure that Maya and everybody was on the call. But they were like, actually, Maya has this thing. Like, can we just tell her? And they were like, no, we want her on the call. So at that point, they were like hoping that that's what it was. And then so she ended up being on the call. And they're like, congratulations, season two. Very exciting. But I said to my friend, I was like, what do you know about Maya Rudolph's day-to-day? Like, she, like, what if she's not doing a meeting with you, what is she doing? Yeah. And my friend told me that that moment that she was doing ADR, some like, you know, audio thing for a movie that she was in or like something like that. But like, I just can't imagine, like, who are we talking about? Like, I can't imagine Elizabeth Olsen, now that she is doing Marvel films, ask her to do something, she can't do it. Then what does she do?
What is her day to day? You know who I think about all the time?
Who?
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Taylor Swift will be like, I love to bake. And I'm like, I just can't imagine you just chilling and baking. Like, are you like panic? Like, are you like getting texts like nonstop while you're baking? Like, do you turn your phone off? Are you getting so many? Do you have two phones? Like, what's going on?
Oh my god, that's a great point. And also, like, the second they post anything, like you know, notifications are not enabled. Taylor says, no.
I don't even have them enabled. Like, are you kidding me? It'll be like my dad, like, great photo. I'm like, that's too much.
You're at dinner and then you see they're like, oh, my fucking fans. And then the camera reveals it's your dad.
My dad.
Yeah. Oh my god, he would not stop bugging me. Dad's like, great video. Well, listen, Maggie, before we end this gorgeous conversation, I have to ask you a very important question, which is, what is the best Whoopi Goldberg film?
Oh, Sister Act 2, maybe.
Can you tell me a song from either of those movies, and then we're going to sing it together.
Oh my god, what's the big one? I haven't seen either of them.
Is it
so
Joyful
long.
Joyful? Or is it Oh Happy Day?
Happy Day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, when Jesus walked.
Okay, I'm Jewish. How dare you? That is so offensive. Maggie Winters, thanks for coming on That's a Gay Ass Podcast. Where can people
does
follow
everybody
you?
Does everybody say that movie?
No, it's actually across the board. It's across the surfboard. They give Ghosts. They give Sister Act. I learned new things. But no, you gave a perfect answer, and that is the correct one.
Thank you. I don't know you have to go, but I do want to say that someone came up to me in a deli, and she was like, I'm a big fan of you. And then another woman said, what do you do? And I said, I'm a comedian. And then the woman said, you know who also used to be a comedian, Whoopi Goldberg, but she wasn't funny when she started, and then she walked away. And I said, what the hell's going on today? And then I got my salami to go. That's it.
It turns out that was Whoopi Goldberg's manager. Like, what?
It was very strange.
Wow. Well, yeah. You know what? I think Whoopi has always been funny because you know what she did, Maggie?
Always.
Nike just did it. She did it. And then she got to where she is today, which is a panelist on The View. Thank you. Where can people follow you?
At Saggy Splinters, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. That's it. I'm not on Be Real yet, but maybe I will be.
I'm not either, but Matt is, and every time he looks at it, the app glitches, and I say, not worth it.
No, thank you.
We'll see you next time on That's a Gay Ass Podcast. Maggie, adore you. Thank you for coming back on.
Thank you so much. Mwah.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.